Good morning, everyone, and I hope you had a fabulous weekend, relaxing and chilling out at home. Today is Monday the 4th of May, and we have another marvellous Monday to enjoy. Today begins another busy week, where we all actually have a day off on Friday for the 75th anniversary of victory in Europe at the end of World War II. I know that some of the tasks are being set this week are connected to this, and we will also be putting up ideas for Friday, so watch out for those. This would have been World of Work Week. So Primary 5, 6 and 7, Mr. Devlin has set up your World of Work accounts, and your teachers will direct you to them when they want you to look at them. If it had been normal school, we would have had visitors in this week to all of the classes talking about their jobs and what their career paths have been. Instead, I think it would actually be really good if this week you focus on your own parents and carers. Ask them what they do in their jobs when they're at work. Why do they choose to do the job that they do? And perhaps you could ask, if they weren't doing that job, what would they want to do? Or what would they like to do instead? Some people have done lots of different jobs. Some people will have done one kind of job for lots of different companies. And some people may still be doing the job that they decided to do from the very beginning of their career. Every single job that people do is vitally important because we all rely on each other doing all the different jobs, and that helps our community keep going. If a person stays at home to care for a family, that's a vital role in our community. If someone is a volunteer, they have a huge role to play. Everyone counts, everyone is important, and everyone is needed. We've seen this time and time again over the last few months, in particular during this pandemic. So remember, ask, what is it that your parents or carers do, and why do they do it? Miss McCulloch will be putting up the wellbeing assemblies later on today, and I'm sure you will look forward to the activities connected to them. I also look forward to seeing all of the work and the tasks that you complete and post this week. Some of the work I have seen is amazing. Precise, neat, detailed. And it's wonderful that most of you have remembered the high standards we try to achieve. Remember though, you will still make mistakes. Because as we always say, mistakes are how we learn. And it's okay to make mistakes, as long as we learn from them. So keep up your good work and always try your best, because that's all any of us can do. Try our best. Primary 1 joke time. Why did the teacher wear sunglasses in class? Oh, because her students were so bright. I hope you have a fun day, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye.